My next guest is a woman who is certainly well known as an actress. Her work has been seen on television and film and on the Broadway stage. What you may not know about her is the passion that she has to help promote reading, literacy, and education. One of the ways she's doing this, a rather fun way too, is with her first ever children's book. Here to talk about it, along with an organization that's also very special to her, is the veteran actress and very classy individual, Tina Louise. Good morning, Tina.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much. What a lovely introduction.
Well, I enjoy speaking with anyone that can do what so many adults find it challenging to do, and that is try to communicate with kids, which I think you are doing in a very important way with your children's book, When I Grow Up, because it is compelling kids to start plotting and planning who they want to be.
It's an overwhelming idea. I remember the first day it came to me, I was working with a little boy in the public school system who had arrived from the Congo, and he spoke only French, and we worked together for a period of time. And one day I said to him, Jeremy, I said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he kind of looked at me. He's 6 years old. He said, I don't know. And I said, well, could you tell me three things? He said, yeah. So I walked him into the class. We'd finished with our work, our private work together. And I decided at that moment to ask the teacher if she could ask all of the children to write down on a little piece of paper three things they wanted to be when they grew up. And they really rather enjoyed this situation. And I took all these little scraps of paper home, and that was the beginning of this idea. And, of course, I've been working with children. I've been doing this for 10 years. This is my 11th year. And I know that they seem to really respond to animals. They love, you know, the animals. So I went to the library and I researched all of the different things that the animals could do and sort of found ways to sort of put it together with the possibilities of who they could become when they grew up. And it's been a kind of a marvelous project, and I sort of wrote and directed and produced it because I knew very much, if you haven't worked with children, especially in the lower grades, their color, you know, the idea of color for them, it's very, very strong. They love very, very, very strong colors. And a lot of people that I notice in a lot of the children's books, they really don't get it. And it was very important to me that the color, you know, be very, very strong. And they say a lot of, some men may be a little bit, the color is kind of muted. I don't want to use the word colorblind, but some men do not respond to color in the same way, let's say, as women do. But in any case, I sort of worked very closely with the artist in terms of achieving the right, you know, color tones for each page, and with the art director.
And the illustrator, by the way, Oliver Corwin, who did a fantastic job, because
yes.
A lot of people don't realize when you're writing for children, you have the obvious content of words, but in effect, the illustrations have to serve as words as well.
Exactly. Well, I wanted, you know, the color. I wanted humor. I had to have humor. So I worked very hard with him, you know, to achieve this, because the way I see it is that from what I understand, pediatricians are saying that you can start reading to babies when they're 6 months old. So first they're going to be definitely attracted to the color. And animals, children, they love animals. So they're going to be interested in what they see on the page. And besides that and the beginning of the intellectual flourishing, it's the bonding time that's so crucial of the parent, you know, to take the time, the quiet time, to rather than have them in front of a computer or a TV or whatever, to sit quietly and to read to your child is really an emotionally very important thing. I mean, the world is very destabilizing, has become more and more destabilized for us, and I think at this time in our lives, it's more important than ever. I realize that this time before a child, say, you know, goes to sleep at night, to have the quiet time to take a book, not just my book, but a book, you know, and to read to the child, you know, to have that important time, that they're important, and to feel the closeness, the emotional bonding, whoever the caretaker is, the father, the mother, the foster parent, whoever, you know, whoever is caring, you know, for the child needs to, you know, give them that quiet time.
Oh, without a doubt. We're talking with Tina Louise, her debut children's book, When I Grow Up, illustrated by Oliver Corwin. Tina is going to be doing an appearance in our neck of the woods at Bookends at 232 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey, coming up on Saturday, March 3rd at 2 p.m., and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Spoke with someone on an earlier segment. We were talking about the situation regarding teen years and a pretty dark time that happens more and more teens. And it seems like parents always have this challenge later in years of building that open line of communication. And I'm looking at your book and I'm thinking, here's a great early intervention. We love that word these days, especially in light of current events of the paparazzi in our pop culture. But to have a positive early intervention, because I'm of the belief that once that channel of communication is open from parent to child, that's a channel that you can't shut off.
You are so right, because, you know, as you say, at that time, you know, by the time the child is going to become, you know, gets into the high school, the first year, I mean, that peer pressure becomes so powerful, and they're going to be exposed to so much. And I'm not saying you can stop, that a parent can stop them from trying, you know, different things, but I feel the patterns and the emotional stability that is built when they're, you know, when they're young, they will return to the fold. You know, they will if you do the groundwork, you know, but if there is no groundwork, there's nothing to return to, they won't come to you with the questions. You know, whatever it is, you know, if you want an open relationship and you want them to ask you the questions, and you just, you know, I mean, I raised a daughter on my own, and I know the questions that come, and I always tried to answer them, you know, honestly and from my heart. And I know all the pitfalls and the things that go on, and I do believe certainly one of the happiest periods was, you know, when she was little. In fact, my daughter, who is a writer, Caprice Crane, she actually took some of the children's books that I used to read to her when she left for NYU. She was, you know, so fond of, and why? You know, because she was fond of that experience that we had. You know, I believe that we shared, you know, because I had so much fun with her, you know, reading to her and, you know, laughing with her and playing the parts and, you know, doing whatever.
I mean,
it's crucial.
Those are the elements that become the anchor. I mean, I remember, I guess it was a couple of years now, when Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, passed away, and first thing after I did my show, I went home and I turned on Channel 13. It had been decades since I watched an episode of Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, he was so sweet. He was so comforting.
But
so
it's those anchors that I think we need to maintain our stability in effect.
Right. That is true. That is true. And it's time well spent. It's very, very important. And I want to bring people, you know, because there's a lot of getting away from that. Want to bring them back, you know, to the fold, and I feel this is a good beginning, and I'm very pleased with the way it turned out, and I'm very grateful that finally, you know, it's been born. It's been a long time coming, believe me. Nothing in life is simple, believe me. You know, when people are used to everything is fairy tales, it's really not that simple, but finally, its time has come, so I'm just really looking forward to talking to everybody about it, and I'm thrilled to pieces, you know.
Oh, and you should be. You sound like the proud parent.
I am. I feel like I've given birth, yeah.
And without the medical bills, how's that? Talking with Tina
Louise. I don't know about that. Don't be too sure. That would take too long. That's too long a tale. Want to talk about my lawyer? How long the contract took?
Oh, no.
This has definitely been a birth.
Yeah,
it's been a long birth.
Yeah, those were the labor pains.
Oh, yeah, there were labor pains. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But I'm looking forward to March 3rd, you know, at Bookends. And also, I'm also going to be at Borders Books on the 10th in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
All right. So if you can't see Tina in the north, you could see her in the central part of the state. I want to, before we leave here, because this is an issue that I've grown to become a great supporter of, because it's always time to learn, and it's never too late to learn. And if someone is behind, there's always a way to catch up. And that's part of the idea and the work that an organization you're very close to, Learning Leaders, is all about.
Right, exactly. When I started, which was in 1995, I believe, I walked into the school at the end of 95. It was New York School Volunteers. And I remember I started at the very end of the year, and then it was in 1996. I think that Harry Smith was our first keynote speaker. We have a breakfast where all of the people that were New York School Volunteers at the time, they have a big breakfast, and he himself was a New York School Volunteer for that period of time. And I'm looking forward to talking to him about this book, because he was, you know, quite inspiring, and that was the very beginning for me. And it's just, I can't tear myself away from it. I never could. It just really became a way of life for me. Something I really didn't talk about for a long time. And, you know, I didn't want anybody following me to the public school or anything. You know, I just wanted to do what I was doing. It was kind of like this private little secret I had of how happy I was within the walls there, just doing, you know, what I was doing. And I'm always happy when I walk into school, and I continue to be.
Especially when you know the impact that it makes. I mean, statistically, that students who get the volunteer help and the tutor help, their accomplishments almost double in rates. I mean, 96% improve in their schoolwork. It builds their self-confidence to become lovers of school, such as you are. And as time progresses, they're able to swim through the learning process on their own as well.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can't read, you know, you are in a lot of trouble, you know, especially if you get stuck in an elevator, which I got stuck in my elevator in my house 3 times. And remember the first time I had nothing, you know, with me, and it really was pretty panicky. From then on, I would never walk into the elevator without, you know, something to read, preferably Tom Friedman from the New York Times, but something. I really wouldn't walk out the door without, you know, something to read. And I remember one time I got stuck, and I saw this man who was with me, and he really panicking, and I just kind of pulled out my newspaper and said, oh, that again, you know, just started reading until they got us out of there, you know. But man, you just, you know, what can you really accomplish if you, you know, can't read the signs and don't know where you're going and don't know what you're doing? You have to. And in so many different situations, you can be frustrated about something, but you can totally get into, you know, a whole other world and somebody else's problems when you can pick up a paper or a book or something to read. It's such a blessing to be able to read.
Well, let me just run down what's the world of Tina, at least for the immediate future. She is going to be at Bookends at 232 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey, on Saturday, March 3rd, 2 p.m. at Borders Books in Bridgewater on March 10th. That's also obviously a Saturday, in case you can't do the calendar math in your head. Her debut children's book, When I Grow Up, is hitting the stores. And to me, it's not just a book. You have created a family experience that it becomes a family tradition, I think, as time goes on and the book becomes a part of someone's household and their lives. You are a giver, and you are a classy individual for doing what you do, and you do it under the radar screens, as you described here, at Learning Leaders, which you can learn more about their programs at learningleaders.org. Tina, it has indeed been a pleasure having you here. Thanks so much for all that you give and for being here.
Oh, Chris, that is such a blessing. Thank you so much for those kind words. It really means a lot to me. Really, really, now that I'm just going to begin my tour. Thank you so much.